This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX. We've been covering all morning the killing of Charlie Kirk, and we will continue to do that throughout the morning today. But right now, we're going to take a break from that, and we visit with the president and CEO of the Computer and Communications Industry Association. Matt Shears joins us because a federal judge, it's a pretty big case, and as it pertains to Google and tech policy, as it pertains to your privacy and all the data that has been shared and can be shared amongst companies. We talk with Matt about that today. Matt, we appreciate your time. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I know that one thing that Americans in particular are always concerned about is their data. What is out there? Who has it? Whenever they use Google, whenever they use any sort of platform, people don't want that stuff shared unless they give permission for that stuff to be shared. So what exactly does this ruling mean for them and for Google?
That's right. Yeah. So this is an important decision because it does involve how Google, which is a prominent digital service and many Americans love and utilize its products, was the subject of a long-running Department of Justice case arguing that the company had abused a dominant position in internet search. And as a result of that case, there was a remedies ruling. That is to say, the judge ruled that Google had to undertake certain conduct to remedy past misconduct associated with contracts it had signed. Now, the Department of Justice had asked for sweeping remedies, breaking the company up, spinning off the Chrome browser, the Android operating system. And the court said, we're not doing that. That's not appropriate because of how rapidly the digital market is evolving. But what it did require is that Google will have to share certain search data and related advertisement data with competitors to re-level the playing field. Essentially, that's what the order is trying to achieve. Now, the court acknowledges that in sharing data, there is a potential risk to consumers, and so it says, well, data has to be anonymized. But, of course, there are concerns about could anonymized data be de-anonymized, and so I think we're going to see a lot of tussling on appeal about what exactly Google will be required to do to ensure that consumers' data remains private.
Yeah, it's kind of a two-part ruling here because Google was facing, charges that it's a monopoly. And so the judge ruled that Google can no longer sign exclusive default search deals. For instance, Google would pay $20 million a year to Apple to be the default placement a search engine. And so the judge ruled, okay, Google, you don't have to sell Chrome. We don't have to break you apart as a monopoly, but you basically, as you just said, you have to level the playing field by sharing some data and not signing exclusive deals. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And these mandates about agreements, about where the Google search product gets placed in other digital ecosystems is probably the more important part from the business landscape perspective, because, of course, there were major deals signed where Google would pay to have Google Search be a default option in other operating systems or in other browsers. And so now Google's ability to sign contracts like that is limited by this agreement going forward. How much of that consumers are actually going to be affected? It's hard to say because, of course, most consumers, even when given the option to choose a search engine, would go and change it back to Google if Google was not the default. Right? So there's a lot of evidence in the marketplace that consumers were using the Google search engine because they found it to be the most valuable one. That is a key component of the ruling against Google.
Just for the sidebar here, why is it that Google has become so dominant? Because I remember it was in my memory, it was Yahoo that was first. That was the one that we always used. And then suddenly Google just took over. Bing doesn't seem like it can gain any traction. I don't hear anybody ever talk about using Bing. So why is Google so pervasive and why is it so difficult for these others to break in?
Well, it's interesting because the court expressly says that Google managed to keep its leadership position in the marketplace for such a long time by doing lots of lawful things, investing aggressively in investment, fine-tuning the product to make sure that it gave more, the most responsive results to consumers. And so while these contracts were ruled to be inappropriate, a lot of what Google was doing to stay ahead is what we want companies to do, which is spend a lot on R&D, invest on improving the product. So the court wasn't holding that against Google, but it was holding these contracts against Google. But the most interesting thing about that is after having so many years of a leadership position in the marketplace, during the course of this case, as we've all seen, Google has been disrupted by all these new entrants. They are in essentially the same market, right? The market for answers, but they're not search engines. They are these AI-powered chatbots or agents in apps and websites like OpenAI's ChatGPT. And increasingly, consumers are going there to get their questions answered, not going to a basic search engine. And so the court recognized that over the course of the case and said, this is changing the direction of the case, and we need to approach this with a measure of humility because it's hard to predict the direction of the digital marketplace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy and I were just talking about this in the office before the show today, that it feels like if you use Gemini, for example, that the results are different every time or they are completely unreliable. And there are numbers that we have seen that say sometimes 30-40% of the searches, the results that you get are not necessarily accurate when you're using, artificial intelligence. So when will we be able to trust those results better?
Look, I think that's a great question. And there's a lot of different companies are offering different products in the marketplace. Gemini is one, of course. I mentioned OpenAI. There's a variety of others that are also competing for users' interest and attention. Some of them with different business models, too. A lot of them are not ad-supported, but they're subscription-based. And I think what we're going to see is consumers will gravitate towards those that get them the most reliable, trustworthy answers, as has been always been the case in the digital environment. And it's quite possible that going forward that won't be a Google product, that it could be a competitor. And that's, you know, that's the free market at work. The consumers voting with their mouths to choose what products best meet their needs.
When we're speaking of choosing products that best meet needs, after this ruling, if I understand, when you get a new device, the default search engine, for instance, let's say Safari, the Safari app on my phone, the default search engine won't be Google. I'll be asked to manually choose which search engine I want.
Well, so to be clear, the court did not do what we sometimes call a ballot screen. Okay. Where you know, mandate that consumers be presented with a choice of, you know, pick what you want. Right? Europe has tried this recently in some antitrust cases, and many years ago this was required of Microsoft in the Microsoft antitrust case about browsers, you know, 2 decades ago. And the data tells us that those aren't particularly effective. We know that it doesn't actually change consumers' behavior that much. But what Google won't be able to do is ensure that it is the exclusive choice. And I think different services are going to likely make the default different search products. And we can imagine that some of those AI products that we were talking about might be the default instead. We're likely to see a lot of competition there, and consumers are maybe going to have the option to try some new services. You know, what we've seen in the past is sometimes they gravitated back to the Google search engine because it got them results they felt like they could trust. You know, maybe going forward, they'll be using something different, like, you know, ChatGPT or Anthropic's Claude or some other service.
Matt, just to end this conversation, we started talking about data and people being concerned about what is out there. And one of the main concerns is identity theft, of course, that if they, you know, have put their social security number or anything else that can be stolen and then used for opening an account, a credit card account, or something of that nature. What other sorts of things should people be worried about when it comes to their data being available and then maybe spread or stolen or something like that?
Right. So, yeah, it's in our increasingly digital world, that is a constant risk. And I think the most important thing that users can do, one, is, you know, don't interact with sites that might be unreliable. You know, exercise some judgment before clicking on links and opening messages from people who you don't know. But also just basic stuff like don't recycle your password. And I know a lot of people, it's hard to remember the passwords. There are password manager applications out there. Some of them are built into your browser. There's apps that you can download. And some of the basic things like that, just what we call, you know, common security hygiene, users will go a long way in making sure that, you know, that they're not the victim of bad guys. You don't have to be, you don't have to be using like nation state level cybersecurity to just make yourself safer with some basic practices like not recycling passwords.
Matt Shears, president and CEO of the Computer and Communications Industry Association. We appreciate the information and your time today. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.